Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
In 385 BC, there was a boy born sickly and frail. He had nearly a debilitating speech impediment. At 7 years old, his parents died, and his guardians stole all of his inheritance, and they refused to send him to school. His weak stature prevented him from receiving the customary Greek gymnastics education as well. So he was basically a parentless, weak, awkward child with a stutter whom everybody laughed at. Now that's a sad deal, right? So as you would expect, this made him pretty damn mad. The boy, now a man, moved underground and began plotting a horrible revenge on the people who had wronged him. In order to take them to court, he had to make his case, which means it would require him making a convincing speech. But for this small stature mumbler, that was going to be a big problem. So this is what he did. He overcame his stutter by filling his mouth full of rocks and then shouting into the wind while running. Apparently, formal speech therapy had not yet been invented. This was so he learned to form words clearly and with great volume. He would also practice by reciting entire speeches in a single breath. This was in order to develop his endurance. To keep himself dedicated to his training, he shaved half his head to motivate himself to stay inside. This was so that he would stay focused on educating himself and working on his speech. Eventually, he emerged from his dark cave, but it wasn't to kill everyone in a murderous rampage. Instead, he emerged as an eloquent and masterful speaker. He challenged his guardians in court. He won handily and regained the last bits of his fortune. In the process, he so impressed everyone that he went on to become one of the most influential and knowledgeable lawyers and politicians in the city. Who is this madman? Demosthenes of Athens, Greece, recognized as one of the greatest of ancient orators of all time. It was Demosthenes who roused the Athens to oppose Philip of Macedon and later his murderous son, Alexander the Great, who both planned to enslave them all. But instead, a speech saved the day and the fate of Greece. I tell you this story today to give you a reference that no matter your shortcomings, no matter your obstacles, if you really want to do something, if you really want to get better at something, there's always a way. If, and this is a big old if you are willing to do the work it takes to get better at it. It's possible. There aren't any real excuses. And maybe Demosthenes' example might inspire some of you to put in that extra effort that you might need to apply to something that you're aiming to get better at. Who knows? Maybe the fate of Greece or America or your industry or your company, church, neighborhood, or family is on the line. Do not neglect. Oh, and how about a few of my favorite Demosthenes quotes to send you off into your day? He said, "Nothing is easier than self-deceit, for what every man wishes, that he also believes to be true. And no man who is not willing to help himself has any right to ask for help from his friends or the gods. And all speech is vain and empty unless it be accompanied by action." So now go out and take some action.